You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're great. I hope you're well. I hope you are terrific. Congratulations. You made it. In a couple of hours, we have the official start of the 2025 NFL season. That's right. We got the Dallas Cowboys in Philadelphia getting ready to take on your defending champion, Philadelphia Eagles. The NFL is here. Consider it a holiday. You got professional football. You got NFL football all the way up until February. That means we got a lot to get into. That means we got a lot of football to talk about. We got a lot of football to digest. And we got a lot of guests that are going to come through as well. Sam Bruckhaus is going to join us from Sumer Sports to talk some NFL action. How about this? We got the Chiefs. They're down in Brazil getting ready to take on the Chargers. They're going to get us kicked off tomorrow, Friday. Yeah, the NFL on Friday. You're damn right. Fernando Ramirez is going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk about the Chiefs and the Chargers. That's going to be fun. Kawhi Leonard's still in the news. Okay, the Clippers are trying to protect their asses. We got Law Murray, covers the Clippers, their beat reporter for The Athletic. He'll be here later on in the show. We got so much to get into and discuss and touch upon. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. 888 is the number. 710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM, channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher, back, holding it down in the city that doesn't sleep. Going to be a lot of people not sleeping today. Be a lot of people watching some NFL football action. 8:20 Eastern kickoff, 5:20 Pacific kickoff, to see whether or not the Philadelphia Eagles can become the 10th team, in NFL history to go out here and repeat. The last time we saw a team repeat, obviously, it was the Kansas City Chiefs. They went out here and tried the three-peat, and the Philadelphia Eagles said, no, not today. And so we'll see if we can get two teams that repeat as the Philadelphia Eagles try to do so, especially recognizing the fact that they're really not paying attention to the championship that they won last year. These Philadelphia Eagles, there's no talks about repeats. There's no talks about running it back. There are no conversations about how much they want to, you know, back to back. There's no funny t-shirts. The Philadelphia Eagles are strictly business. Okay, Nick Sirianni, the head coach, he's already taken the approach of, let's not even discuss it. Nick Sirianni, the damn head coach, said, when they raise the banner tonight, we're not even going to be on the field. It was a couple of weeks ago that Jalen Hurts, the star quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, they asked Jalen Hurts, man, you wearing that Super Bowl ring? The Super Bowl ring for the Eagles, every season these rings get more obnoxious, okay? You might as well build a house and live in the rings. I mean, these rings are stupid. Philadelphia Eagles got a Super Bowl ring. If you click the sides, the wings come out. Okay, not the craziest thing in the world, but what will they think of next? God forbid a team like the Houston Rockets ever wins a championship. We're going to have a rocket jump out of the ring. I digress. We know the Eagles are the champs. We know they want to repeat. They ain't out there trying to lose. And they're just trying to keep moving forward. Saquon Barkley, their superstar. More than 2,000 yards on the ground last year. He might as well be Mr. Philadelphia. played for the New York Giants. Yeah, he went to Penn State, other side of Pennsylvania. Comes back to the state, wins a championship his first year. People love him. This is a dream come true for Saquon. He was just voted number one player in the entire NFL by his peers. And even Saquon is like, man, they're going to raise the banners and all of this. And listen to Saquon.
See it fall down, put a smile on your face, but then got to go right to work. Got a division opponent coming in on a Thursday night football game and start of a new season. So, what we did last year was special. It's going to be cool to have that moment, but most important thing is winning that football game, and that's where our focus is.
What a novel concept, work. Well, he's getting paid a lot of money. He's getting paid $19 million to go out there and work. Not too shabby for Saquon Barkley. Yeah, they're going to drop that banner and ka-ching, he's getting a paycheck tomorrow. Good for him. Must be nice getting a paycheck. Anyway, you got other guys on the team. They've been there for a while. Like Jalen Hurts, he's been through the ups, he's been through the downs, he's been to a Super Bowl pre-Saquon, he went to a Super Bowl post-Saquon. Him and Nick Sirianni apparently had a beef. They wanted to rip each other's heads off. And for now, it's all good. Another year with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. Another year with season with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Another year with Mailata on one side and Lane Johnson on the other. Another year having continuity on the offense. Jalen Hurts says, yeah, we've been together a while, and then we've gotten better.
It's just the mentality that's preached, and I think it's the lessons learned over time. You know, I think all of us in this building have learned a ton of lessons throughout our journeys here. And I know Coach Sirianni can speak to that. I can speak to that. As a unit, we can speak to that. And as a unit, we've evolved and been able to find different ways to win on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, everybody got to evolve some type of way, right? That's not even just a football thing. If you are being stagnant, well, we all know nothing lasts forever, not even us. I mean, maybe some of us, maybe one day they chop your head off and stick you on top of a robot. But as far as I know, nothing lasts forever. And if you're not looking to improve, if you're not looking to change, then you just go faster in the end. Okay, let's just go ahead and put it that way. And so you want to do nothing but get better. Who cares if you won a championship last year? You still want to improve. The Eagles are favorites all over the place. I gave you a top six list yesterday. Top six NFL teams for 2025. The teams that I think have the best chances of hoisting the Vince Lombardi. Of course, I had the Eagles at number one. Philadelphia Eagles here. I think they have the most stacked and talented roster in the entire NFL. You take away a few pieces. You trade away a C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You got a Graham who, after 15 seasons, decides to retire. Yeah, things are a little different. But you have other guys who are still young who I think are going to continue to improve. You know, what is Jalen Carter, the Georgia product from right down the road from me in Athens, where all they do is know how to drive fast? What is he going to look like? I think he's going to be a contender for Defensive Player of the Year. You think about their corners. What are these guys going to do moving into their second year? Quinyon Mitchell, a Cooper DeJean. This team is going to get better. They should. The Eagles are definitely going to be contenders for another championship. I think we all know that unless there's some type of catastrophic injury. Nobody stays the same. No group is the same the next year. But you want to keep your core pieces together. And I think the Eagles, I think they've done that. Meanwhile, their opponent tonight, the Dallas Cowboys, and we've done it right here on this show, we've ripped the Dallas Cowboys to shreds. And not so much because of their roster, but because of the man who owns the Dallas Cowboys. It's Jerry Jones. The same guy who will tell you up and down that this team is now better because they don't have Micah. Well, that's false. That goes beyond being false. That's stupid. That's a damn stupid thing to say. You might come out better, but I don't think the chances are high that the Dallas Cowboys are going to be better. Maybe at some point into the future, but as of right now, you lose one of the best pass rushers in the game. You're going to suffer. And okay, you can go ahead and replace him and say, oh, we're going to be able to stop the run now. We got Kenny in the house. The team is going to be okay. I'm not completely burying the Dallas Cowboys. I'm burying how they do business. I'm burying how they work, and their players are not dumb. CeeDee Lamb spoke to the media, and he said, yeah, Micah's gone. We got to move on, but it's not going to be easy.
I wouldn't say it was easy for us to move on, nor would I say as hard as just it sucks. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a repetitive thought. Granted, we did get a great player in Kenny Clark, so let's not override that. But as Micah being drafted here, I would have loved for him to finish his career and with a star on his helmet, but obviously that wasn't the case.
Yeah, tell me how you really feel. Well, not having Micah here, it sucks. And then he had to go, wait a minute. But the guy we got in, he's pretty good. I don't need him trying to eat me in the locker room. Well, everybody knows it sucks. The people in the locker room knows it sucks. The Dallas Cowboys players knows it sucks. They were on social media complaining about it after the fact. Dallas Cowboys can have all the 12-5 seasons that they want. Last year, we know about the injuries. Still got players. They just brought in George Pickens. At least CeeDee Lamb won't have to be double teamed and triple teamed and quadruple teamed and just kind of knocked out of the game the whole damn way. George Pickens in the contract here trying to make some bread, trying to get to the money. Dak Prescott, if his legs don't fail him, who'd be surprised if Dak throws the ball around for 4,000, 4,500, 5,000 yards a season? Who'd be surprised? Not me. Dak is not a stupid man. Dak just has to hope that he stays healthy. No broken ankles, no broken legs, no thighs ripped off of the bone. Dak Prescott says, yeah, not having Micah sucks, but he put it more eloquently because he's the leader of the team.
Our focus right now is Philly. I think that's everybody's focus in that locker room. I don't think anybody's hung up on that. As I said, there's enough news and enough media about it. I think as much as anything, it's good that a solution happened. And obviously, Micah got paid very well, and great for him and his family. And we'll see him here in about a month.
You're not going to want to see him. Micah Parsons don't want no parts. Where Dak doesn't want no parts of Micah. Let's put it that way. Micah's going to walk out of that damn game. If he doesn't know it already, he's going to know that guy's social security number. He's going to know his digits. I talked about George Pickens being a new guy in. You got Kenny Clark. What about the new whipping boy for Jerry Jones? What about Brian Schottenheimer? This guy is the new coach in, replacing Mike McCarthy. Never been a head coach. Nobody's even talking about him because of the joke that this squad has been, at least from the owner's perspective. Brian Schottenheimer, he says, you know what? We're going to be ready to go out there and play.
It's going to be pretty consistent throughout the course of the deal. We're guaranteed 17 of these. This is the first one of that. I think our guys will play well. Again, that's kind of going to be my message most weeks.
Yeah, until he has to start answering questions about why his owner is throwing him under the bus, while he's undermining him. Welcome to the Dallas Cowboys show. The Dallas Cowboys, a three-ring circus led by Jerry Jones. They'll be good, they'll be fun, they'll be entertaining. And then like a lot of circuses, the tent will shut down, close, and go to another city. And eventually they're going to shut down for good. The Philadelphia Eagles, we know what they're trying to do. They're not a circus. There are no games. There's no up and downs. We can think about the rivalries in the NFC East amongst the Giants, the Commanders, the Eagles, and these Cowboys. But the Eagles are all business, and the Dallas Cowboys, even with the talent on their team, they're a joke. Man, I'm looking forward to seeing the Cowboys. I think if they're healthy, they might still go out there and win 9 to 10 games with no Micah Parsons. They ain't no Super Bowl contender like the Eagles. Damn it, I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles tonight, but I'll tell you this. I wouldn't be surprised if the Dallas Cowboys, you know, gave them some type of a game. I'm not saying that they're going to get smashed and blown out. I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. And when you think about the long game for the season, I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles to go back to the Super Bowl and take on the Ravens. It's a long season. I'm glad that today, tonight, it is just getting started. Here with the show, we are just getting started. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got more football to get into. We got a guy who just said, I'm calling it quits, even though he just showed back up with the Raiders. That's Amari Cooper. We got more information about Kawhi Leonard. Is there another team that potentially cheated, allegedly, like the Clippers did? Aaron Rodgers getting ready to go back to take on the New York Jets. Who cares? The New York Jets are missing a big piece. We got Jacoby Myers, speaking of the Raiders, trying to figure out his contractual situation. We'll talk about the Broncos. They're out here paying players. What are the Broncos going to look like this year? We got the Chiefs getting ready to go down in Brazil. We got plenty of guests to talk about all the football. And we, matter of fact, when we come back on the other side of the break, you know, let's talk. We talked about the game tonight. Let's talk about the game tomorrow, because we got the Chargers getting ready to take on the team that lost in the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, it's going to be time for a conversation with Fernando Ramirez, who covers all things Chargers for the Sporting Tribune. We are just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we talked about the NFL matchup kicking us off tonight. Out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we got the World Series. The World Series, look at me. I know Phillies fans would be happy about that. We got the world champion Eagles getting ready to host the Dallas Cowboys. That's in Philly. But then tomorrow we head on down to Brazil. And then we have the runner-up with the Kansas City Chiefs getting ready to take on a division rival in the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chiefs get a lot of attention. We know why. They got a guy marrying a superstar. They got one of the best quarterbacks and coaches of all time. And the Chargers are trying to catch up with their new head coach, Jim Harbaugh, one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in Justin Herbert. They've made some adjustments to the offense and the defense to talk about what we can expect tomorrow and going forward from the Chargers. Joining us right now is someone who's covered the team for years for the Sporting Tribune. Joining us right now is Fernando Ramirez. Fernando, how are you?
JR, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for the time and joining us. Just to get straight to brass tacks, we know Jim Harbaugh from day one coming in, he wanted to build up the offensive line. Now you got Rashawn Slater out. God only knows if Mekhi Becton will ever be or stay healthy. What are your thoughts on one piece that Harbaugh wanted to be a strength that's now a little bit of a question mark?
Well, I mean, it was even a question mark when he decided to bring back Bradley Bozeman, and then they decided to keep Zion Johnson at left guard. I mean, those two guys are a big piece of why the offensive line struggled last year. And Trey Pipkins also, when they moved to kick him inside to play guard, that was also a little bit of a question mark. But those two guys, just if you go back and look at the Baltimore game, you look back at the Tampa Bay game and the Houston game, those two guys were allowing a lot of pressure. So I think fans, even some of us in the media, we thought Jim would do a lot more to get those guys, to bring in some competition for them. They brought in Andre James, the former Raider center. And he does well in the scheme that Greg Roman tries to run. But from the beginning, Jim Harbaugh said it's Zion or it's Bradley Bozeman at center or guard. They tried interchanging him. It didn't work. Now they decided, okay, we're going to leave Bradley at center. We're going to leave Zion at guard. But there was really no competition in training camp, which was very bizarre. They said from the beginning, it's going to be Zion and it's going to be Bradley Bozeman. So, yeah, the only non-question mark on this offensive line is Joe Walt. Everybody knows what they're going to get out of Joe Walt. Joe Walt could end up being an all-pro style of tackle, left tackle for the Chargers, which would leave obviously huge question marks about should they kick Rashawn back or should they bring him back to left tackle next year or whatever. But that's for next year. this year, the only question mark on that offensive line, or the only player that's not a question mark, is Joe Alt.
Fernando Ramirez is joining us, Chargers reporter for the Sporting Tribune. Knowing that Justin Herbert, we've seen him lay some eggs to end some seasons. He had three interception games, and you think about the offensive line. And he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the game, over that $50 million a year mark. What are you expecting from Justin Herbert now that he's spending another year with Harbaugh?
I think finally Justin's getting continuity when it comes to the head coach and the offensive coordinator and what the system's going to be. I mean, I was on a radio show from Kansas City, and I mean, they were basically going hard at Justin. And I told them, I completely understand that, but we also have to look at it as he's had the worst situation around him than the other quarterbacks. I'm like, Zach Taylor's been with Joe Burrow since the beginning. John Harbaugh's been with Lamar since the beginning. Andy Reid's been with Patrick since the beginning. And even Sean McDermott's been with Josh Allen since the beginning. And that doesn't have anything to do with with the quarterbacks. That has to do with the organization. And when you have Brandon Staley in there with, hey, he's a defensive guru, but his focus was too much on the defense, and the defense was one of the worst aspects and worst parts of this team. That's a huge red flag. So there's been a lot of situations around Justin, and I get that, but at the same time, yes, he does need to show up. He should make big plays. Now they feel like they've got weapons around him that can do that. I mean, if you go back and look at that Houston game, Ladd McConkey was the only one that made any sort of play, and that was even double-teamed at times. He was still making plays. Everybody else, I mean, he had 197 yards. The next closest was Will Disley with 18 receiving yards. So what do? They go out and draft Trey Harris. They draft Keandre Lambert-Smith. They decide to bring back Mike Williams, but obviously Mike Williams ends up retiring. Keenan Allen comes back in the fold. They draft a young running back in Omarion Hampton. They bring in Najee Harris. They feel like there's a lot better weapons this year around Justin Herbert than there have been in years past. So that's the big positive for them, is the weaponry has gotten a lot more improved. I think they're going to run the football a lot more because they feel like they have two backs that can actually complement each other and can actually do what Jim Harbaugh wants to do. No knock on J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, but these two are the style of running backs that Jim Harbaugh wants to have in his offensive system. Two guys that are thick, that are going to tire out a defense, and having to hit them in the fourth quarter, defenses aren't going to want to do that. And when I tell you Najee Harris is a big boy, like, I've seen him a couple of times, and you're just like, wow, this guy's huge.
Well, what the heck is going on with Najee Harris? Have you seen his eyes? I know he's been wearing them visors. They said he had a superficial eye injury. What, did he burn an eyelid? Like, what happened to this guy?
So, during training camp, I have a funny story. He was walking the field, and in one of those, like, I kept on trying to look at him every time he'd pass by, and he goes, in one of those, he finally goes, if you don't stop trying to look at me, and I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, I dropped my pen. He's like, uh-huh. I just started laughing. I was like, I dropped my pen. It looks like he's fine. There was one day where I stayed after practice a little bit because I was going to do a one-on-one with somebody, with a player, and I saw Najee catching passes from one of the coaches, and they were doing it from his left side to his right side. They were doing a lot of different things, and it didn't see. I know a lot of people thought he's a cyborg now and he only has one eye. No, he was catching passes from both sides. He wasn't moving his head to adjust his eyes to make the catch. He was able to do it without kind of turning his head. So I personally think he's fine. It's probably something that happened that maybe he looks a little bit different, but from everything that I've gathered, he's fine. He's ready to go, and they feel like he's going to be a big part of this offense this season.
Chargers reporter Fernando Ramirez is here with us. That's a lot on the offensive side of the ball. What about this defense? There's some elements where you have some names, but do they have enough names and consistency to keep every game from being a shootout?
You know, I feel like the defense is very underrated, especially because the defense kept him in a lot of games last year. I mean, there was times where the defense kept him into that Baltimore game in the first two quarters and a half. They kept him in that Tampa game, and then in that Texans game, they kept him in for most of it until the turnovers just became ridiculous. So I really think that what the Chargers did is they went to go beef up their defensive line, and they got six guys who they believe they can heavily rotate in there, and there won't be a drop-off. They're very excited about their defensive line. They feel like they have, yes, they may not have a sparkling name out there on that defensive line, but they're very happy about it. Secondary, they really like Dante Jackson, who they got from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They love Tar Heap Steele and Cam Hart, two second-year players that were fifth-round picks last year. It's funny, I spoke to Keenan Allen, and I wrote about this, and I tweeted out the story today. Keenan comes up to Tar Heap, and Tar Heap's like, "Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Keenan. I'm Tar Heap Steele." And he goes, "Yeah, I know who you are. I'm going to be all up in your ASS. So you better get ready, young buck." And Tar Heap's like, "Oh crap. Like, okay, I need to be ready." And he's like, "I took it as a, he knows how talented I am. He's excited." And yeah, that's the way Keenan said it. Keenan's like, "I want to challenge that young buck, and I'm going to show him how to get better and how to improve." So they're excited about him, Derwin James, Elijah Molden. Yeah. My question mark is the pass rush. The pass rush is where I have a question mark, because they're really hoping that Tuli Tuipulotu, a third-year player out of USC, ascends and takes that next step. He was very good during training camp, but obviously it'll be different here. And then Khalil Mack is getting older, but Khalil believes that he's in the best shape of his life, and he feels like he could have a big season. So they're really going to be counting on those front five players to really get it going and get after, especially tomorrow against Mahomes. So yeah, there's some question marks even on the defense, to be honest.
Best shape of my life from an older player or a younger player. How many times? I think I might have heard Joel Embiid say that one time.
Well, okay, I'm going to be honest. When you see Khalil, you're like, yeah, that dude wasn't made. He was chiseled. Like, the dude is just like, he's huge. So I do believe it when it comes from him. Joel Embiid, I mean, we all know what that means. If Kyler Murray says, "Yeah, I've been setting all offseason," you're like, "Yeah, you've been setting that Call of Duty map." But no, I'm just kidding, by the way. But yeah, when it comes from Khalil, I do believe it, because you can tell Khalil's kind of out of that LeBron James book where they spend a lot of money on their body.
Yeah, we've seen him wreck some guys over the years. Can't believe he's, what, 34, 35, so... We'll see what Khalil Mack can do with a Bosa out. Well, we know this division is going to be ridiculously competitive. We talked about the opening matchup. You just mentioned it, tomorrow night in Brazil against the Kansas City Chiefs, Chargers, Chiefs. The Broncos are not going to get any worse. You expect the Raiders to go out there and be competent. I mean, just to open up the next couple of games, all division opponents, they got the Broncos after that. Where are the Chargers going to sit? Is this another wild card in and wild card out type of team? Where do you envision this squad?
Well, I said that I think they need to look every year under Jim Harbaugh, year two, the team takes an ascension. The team makes a jump. Part of me, just because it's like the Chargers and I've seen it before, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to happen. But then you think, well, Jim Harbaugh did a lot last year with a little bit. Like, I don't think people understand what little talent they had on that team last year, and Jim was able to make it work. So that's why part of me believes that him and his coaching staff are going to be able to get these guys going, and that they'll be able to take that next step. I still have them as a wild card team, fifth, sixth seed. Again, like you said, the division's going to be very tough. I really think that a lot is going to fall on the shoulders or the legs of Najee Harris and Omarion Hampton. If those two guys can get going, and some of these young guys like Trey Harris and KLS become something, then I really feel like the Chargers are having a good season and they're going to be competing with teams. Now, again, somebody asked me yesterday, is this a must-win game? I personally think it is. I know it's only week one, but coming out of these three games, you need to be 2-1 at least in these first divisional games. You do not want to be 3-3 in the division. You want to win as many division games as you can. Now, if you're serious about competing with Kansas City, you need to go in there and punch them in the mouth and be like, "Look, we're ready. This is our time. We're ready to get it going." I personally think that they need to go in there and make a statement. And the stat that kind of works against them is that in the last six games against the Chiefs at SoFi Stadium, or at home technically, the Chargers and the Chiefs, the games have come down to 7 points or less. The Chargers are 0-6 in those games. So they haven't beat Kansas City since Brandon Staley's first year, his first time playing Kansas City. You need to make a statement, and it starts on Friday night. I really think that they need to start off the season on the right foot, and a win against Kansas City is a huge benchmark for them that would definitely show, hey, yeah, we're ready to run. Because nobody's giving them – everybody's talking about the Broncos, the Raiders, the Chiefs. Nobody really is talking about the Chargers, and a part of me thinks that it's because of the Rashawn Slater injury, but I really feel like a lot of people are really buying the Broncos hype, and they're really behind the Broncos, which is kind of surprising to me, to be honest.
Well, we'll see what happens. That Broncos had a hell of a defense last year, and also given now Benito a giant contract. So we'll see. Not going to be easy here for the Chargers, playing the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Broncos pretty much right out of the gate. We'll see how they fit in. Hey, Fernando, always a pleasure. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with the Sporting Tribune.
I appreciate it. It's at Real F Ramirez on Twitter, on X, on Instagram, and on TikTok. I'm trying to get better at that TikTok game. It's just a little tough. I'm not good with all the filters and the this and the that and all that crap. I just know how to put a video on there and put a song on it. So trying to get better when it comes to the TikTok game. But I always appreciate jumping on with you, JR. You're good people.
Well, thank you, Fernando. For the TikTok stuff, all you got to do is get to dancing and the views will get to coming in, okay?
Nobody wants to see this dancing, I can tell you that, right? It'd be more waddling than dancing, so no, nobody wants to see any of that.
Hey, there's something for everybody on the internet, Fernando, okay? There's something for everybody.
That's the dangerous part.
Shout-outs to you, Fernando. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Appreciate it. All right, yep, you have a good one. And, hey, the NFL season starts off. Let's have fun with this. This is a fun time. This is our Christmas.
This is Christmas. Today it starts in Philly, and tomorrow it gets going again down in Brazil. Shout-outs to Fernando Ramirez for joining us tonight. Yeah, we got the Cowboys and the Eagles tomorrow. We got the Chiefs, and we got the Chargers. Thank you, Fernando, for coming through. A matter of fact, when we come back from the other side of the break, the phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. I'll take a look at the lines, 888-710-4ISN. You know, we'll extend this conversation about the division, the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Broncos. The Broncos giving away a big contract. The Raiders got one guy who retired today. We got another guy who said, I still want to be traded. There's a lot going on in the AFC West. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Fernando Ramirez for joining us in the last break to talk about the Chargers as they get ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs down in Brazil to open up their season. We know the season opener is tonight, about 90 minutes from now, between the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you for calling up. Great always chatting with Fernando Ramirez. If you want to chat, you can too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to hit the phone lines, and we had so much to discuss with Fernando about the AFC West and what the season is going to look like. Chiefs are going to be good. You expect the Broncos to still be good. They made a contract signing or an extension today. And you think about the Raiders. They got some interesting wide receiver stories. We're going to get into all of that in a second. But let's hit the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. Rashawn is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rashawn?
What's going on, JR? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I haven't spoke to you in a couple of weeks since I was bragging about my Orioles maybe making the playoffs, but we've seen that faded away, though. So now it's time to brag about and boast about my Cowboys, right? I'm optimistic, to be honest. I think we got the distraction out of the locker room with Michael Parsons now, so now the team can finally focus and play, you know. Everybody's not giving us a chance to win this game tonight, man, but I think the Eagles might be in a little Super Bowl hangover, and the Cowboys might come out and stun them, actually. You know, it's a divisional game, rivalry game, so the Cowboys are not just going to lay down like everybody thinks, man.
Yeah, so. I think that is a real possibility, and thank you so much, Rashawn, for calling from Baltimore. I think that is a real possibility. Here's the deal. If you got to think about the past, I think, 25 champions to open up a season, I think the defending champs are 20-5. And there's a reason for that. The defending champs are typically the best team from the year before, unless they've been just completely blown to shreds. And I agree with what Rashawn said. I think I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show as well. Like, I'm still picking the Philadelphia Eagles. But all things considered, I don't think the Dallas Cowboys are just going to go out there and lay down. Is it going to be a complete ass whooping? The spread, I believe, is 8.5. I think it might be in that range. I think we might have one of these 10-point games. I don't think it'll be a complete blowout, but wild things have happened. We'll get into it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. A big shout-out. Thank you so much, Rashawn, for calling from Baltimore. To get back to the AFC West, we just talked about these Chargers. Well, we also had some news today. Some of it hilarious, some of it not, with some of the other teams in the division. How about we start with the Raiders? Because there's always something funny going on with the Raiders. Like today, when we learned Amari Cooper, who just signed a contract to return to the Raiders last week. Well, this is one of those situations of grand opening, grand closing. Listen to this earlier today from CBS Sports HQ.
Breaking NFL news, Amari Cooper tells the Raiders that he intends to retire. It would close the book on a 10-year career. He was a 5-time Pro Bowler, spent this past season with the Browns and the Bills. He moved past 10,000 receiving yards for his career in what will likely be his final season.
Bro, he just got there. The guy just got, he just returned. Last year, he had to split it between Buffalo and Cleveland. He got to Buffalo, barely got the ball. I think he was injured part of the time. Maybe that's why he really stunk. In the playoffs, he had 6 catches for 41 yards. And he was a Pro Bowler. He was one of the best wide receivers in the game. And a lot of those early years were when he was with the Raiders before they got to Las Vegas, but then also with the Cowboys as well. So the Buffalo Bills thought they were getting something awesome out of him last year. And I think at that point, he's just cooked. And so this is like the Grandpa Simpson meme on the internet. Grandpa Simpson walks in the bar, puts his hat down, picks his hat up, and walks right out the door and does it in a span of 5 seconds. Amari Cooper, grand opening, grand closing. He will not be there for the Raiders. And it was just last week, Pete Carroll was saying, yeah, we brought him in, we love him, he's great, and now he's gone. Listen.
He's been a great player. He's been a great performer. You know, he's made a ton of big plays and big situations. It's not beyond his scope to come up and make the clutch play at the right time. He's big and strong, runs fantastic routes, and has always been a playmaker, you know. So we thought a chance to add a guy like that with experience really to help our young guys might really, you know, suit us well. And so, you know, for Dante on the outside, they'll be doing a lot of the same stuff. I think Amari's way will can affect him and help him come along. There's a lot of pressure for him to only be the only X over there that we're kind of going with. And so I think this really balances us out well, and I hope it really suits Jack and Dante.
Yeah, that ain't happening because he's not playing anymore. He wants to retire. Okay, so that you got him on that side. Amari Cooper comes back to the team and says, never mind. I'm going home. And then on the other hand, you got Jacoby Myers. He wants to get paid. He was the best wide receiver on a bad team last year. For the first time in his career, even when he played for the Patriots, he went over 1,000 yards receiving, hauled in 4 touchdowns. He said, you know what? I need to get paid. I'm the worst. I'm the best wide receiver on a bad team from last year. Pay me. You just heard Pete Carroll talk about Dante Thornton. This guy's like 6'5". He might as well be a basketball player. And don't forget the fact that you also have Brock Bowers out there as well. And Jacoby Myers, the Raiders said, we ain't trading you. We're not letting you go anywhere, which I find to be absolutely hilarious. This is what he had to say about his trade request being declined.
I asked, they said no, and that's kind of, that's where that stopped. But, I mean, I'm just keep doing my job until something shake out either way, honestly. I don't know which way it's going to go, but I'll be ready for whatever.
Okay, Jacoby, but answer me this. Do you think something is going to shake out?
I honestly don't even, know, to be honest, but we're going to see. We all going to find out together. Whatever they want to do, they want to do, but I ain't tripping. If they don't, I'm going to be good regardless, you feel me? So we chill out.
Look, he doesn't sound like a guy that wants to go, right? I mean, come on now. And not exactly Michael Parsons. He's not exactly the type of player to go out here and put together one of these long messages on social media demanding to be traded. Because, man, you had one season over 1,000 yards. It's kind of a weak trade request. I think we've seen bigger. Guys like Terry McLaurin. Maybe a Trey Hendrickson, a Myles Garrett. I mean, these are dudes who are building ridiculous resumes and saying, hey, you know, I want to be traded. You just can't walk around saying, I want to go. People actually have to want you. You actually have to be desirable. No disrespect to Jacoby Myers, but Jacoby Myers asking for a trade is kind of, it's very, very laughable. Now, good luck this time. I mean, come on now. Batra, when you heard he wanted a trade with Crutch, did you laugh?
I didn't laugh, just because as a Jets fan and we need a backup receiver, it's like, hey, that could be a good option. But if we're being realistic here, you want to be paid like a top receiver, that's not happening. And that's kind of comedic.
Oh, well, you talking about one joke team to another. The Raiders and the Jets, two joke teams. Makes sense. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? Speaking of the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers is kind of playing this close to the vest. He's kind of downplaying returning to New York to take on the Jets in the season opener. You know, we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers on the other side of the break. The New York Jets, they got their own issues. Elijah Vera Tucker, their best offensive lineman, is hurt again. What else is new? And we got so much to get into. Sam Bruckhouse is going to join us from Sumer Sports. We'll talk about Kawhi. We're getting ready for the start of the NFL season. So much more to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.